Hello, everyone, and welcome to Islands on the Air. I have with me on the phone Jill Terrio from the Sealers Association. Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good. How about you?
Great.
Good. So, can you tell us a little bit about your role at the Sealers Association and what the association, like what it's mandated to do?
Yeah, the association was formed probably around the 60s, 70s on the island to respond to all the anti-Hunt movement. But it was actually registered in 82. And at that time, it was still the Sealers Association of Magellan Island. But 4 years ago actually now, in 2016, we got a provincial mandate. So now what we're keep on doing what we were doing for many decades, protecting, defending the rights of seal hunters, but now we're doing it on a provincial level.
Wow, that's fantastic. So I would guess that in these current days, you're working on the file of the, with the Bryan Island scientific hunt, which is going to be happening very shortly. So how is this hunt around Bryan Island going to work? Is there a quota? Is there, are certain things prohibited, or is it like a free game, or how is that going to work?
Well, what has been happening, if you go back a little in the history of Bryan Island, is that it was part of Gros Isle, the Anglophone community, for many decades, many years. And at one point, there was some exploration for oil and gas on the island. And I think it was sort of a signal for the citizen of Magellan Island that they didn't want that. So they asked for a protection of that island that is, a couple of kilometers from the shore of Magellan Island, and nobody's living on it. It turned it into a national reserve protected by law, so normally there wouldn't be any activities there. But the Ministry of Environment didn't really take care of that island for many years. In the comprehension, I would say, of the Magellan Islanders, it was more like an abandoned territory than it was a national reserve, to be honest. And so people in the Anglophone community, but also in the Francophone community, were keep on, going there and having little picnics on the beach and picking berries and even hunting some birds and stuff like that. And so people were still doing some seal hunting there as well until the ministry, there was probably some public complaint about it, and the Ministry of Environment, pursued some seal hunters, and it went to court. They had to pay fine and everything. And it sort of triggered a movement on the island to say, well, what's going on? Is it a national reserve? So if it is, it needs to be, we need to inject some money in it. We need to take care of it. And besides, seals were not very present on the island, if ever, And now there's a huge population. And having a huge population of seal on the island certainly changed the dynamic of the environment there. So what are we going to do about it? We should allow a certain hunt on the island to protect the environment. And so it went on, with a lot of meetings and this and that. And finally, the government of the Ministry of Environment in Quebec decided to, allow so far a certain hunt. And they want to monitor that hunt scientifically just to make sure the hunt is conducted in a good fashion, a good way, and that also they want to check if really that big amount of seal is detrimental to the biodiversity of Bryan Island, which we think it does. And we're pretty confident as well that the hunt is not disturbing much the island, because we're going there at a season where, in December, January, everything is frozen. But there's not much bioactivity on the beach, either with birds or plants or anything. The only thing that's going to be left on the island is some blood from the bleeding of the animal. But I mean, of course, you know, animals die naturally, so there's already a lot of blood and carcasses on the island without even human intervention.
That's right. It's going to have a very minimal impact on flora and fauna around Bryan Island.
Yeah.
And it'll be monitored, right? There will be, you know, sure there will be people from...
Oh, it's probably the highest monitor... hunt on the planet. So for sure it's going to be tightly monitored. Yeah,
that's right. And with this as well, it's going to be a good opportunity for the cDNA science project, right, which is being funded by the Federal Provincial Fisheries Funds of Quebec. So it's going to be a good opportunity for them to be able to extract, you know, all sorts of things from these seals.
Exactly. cDNA is one of the projects interested in me, particularly in the bushy côte-à-côte here in Magellan Island. Mm-hmm. But also what is going to be interesting is especially for Total Océan, who is the enterprise interested in the blubber.
Right.
So they're the one who are very interested in a hunt in Brion, because I have to say that the bushy côte-à-côte was a bit... burned by that pursuit that they had to, you know, to pay from the government, so they're a bit in a bad position now. They're not sure if they want to buy anything and they want to have anything to do with Brion anymore.
But
we'll see how it goes, you know.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of stakeholders into this and a lot of things to come. Well, thank you very much for taking some time with me to talk about this. It's a very interesting topic, and it touches, you know, the entire population of the islands, and we're, you know, people are very happy to see that it's going to be happening. It's been in the works for a while.
Yeah. We hope so, and you know, like a lot of lobster fishermen have been complaining about the huge population of seals on Brion. You know, all the lobster fishermen who are taking lobster, fishing lobster around the island.
That's right, because I think it was
an issue for them.
Yeah, it was quite an issue because it was damaging their traps and tangling their gears and all of this stuff. So hopefully this will help regulate that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. Well, thank you very much. I'm sure that this is going to be something that's talking about at your association for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck with all that's going to be happening, and thanks again for calling in for the interview.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.